Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name. Telling all the people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name. Telling all his people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name. Telling all the people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We praise you and we magnify you and we glorify you for allowing us to see yet another day, a day of victory, a day of greater, a day of breakthroughs, a day of walking in authority, a day with the ability to go. God, we thank you, oh God, for allowing us to see this brand new day. We don't take it for granted, and we do not take it lightly that you have spared our lives yet one more day. And so I want to thank you for last night's slumber, because it was not a sleep unto death. Many went to sleep last night and did not wake up this morning. Many went to sleep last night and are unable to lift up their arms or open up their eyes, or they weren't able to hear the commands to rise up in the morning. But Lord, you have blessed us to be able to get up this morning and to see this brand new day, to join ourselves together with like-minded believers across this nation and to find time and commit time to prayer. Thank you, oh God, for your word that empowers us and tells us that prayer yields results, or that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Because our prayers work, God, we should pray without ceasing, and God, we should pray and faint not. Thank you, God, for the audacity and the hunger and the ability to pray, God, because prayer changes things. And in the life that we're living in today, in the world that we're living in today, the things that we're going through, the trials and the tribulations that are coming our way in this day and time, prayer is our answer. Oh, God, we can't look to man. We can't go to a friend. We can't go to our co-workers, Lord. We have to give it all over to you. Turn it all over to you because you answer prayers. We know that you answer prayer, God, because your track record of answering prayer has been consistent throughout generations. Your word proclaims that your mercy endureth through all generations and that you remain yet the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are a consistent God that has consistently answered prayers and has consistently came through or come through for your people. Thank you for always being a provider. Thank you for always being a waymaker. Thank you for always being a strong tower. Thank you for always being a healer. Thank you for always being a waymaker. Lord, I can keep going on and on, but you keep on doing what you do, and for that, God, we can live and we can move and we can have our very being. If the enemy had his way, Lord, he would have kept me down a long time ago. He would have destroyed me a long time ago. But I'm thankful, Lord, that I belong to you, that I'm a joint heir. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm somebody special, Lord, and you called me out of darkness for a reason. You called me out of darkness for a purpose. Lord, you called me out of darkness, Lord, because you had some work for me to do. You need me to let my light shine. You need me to go and tell the good news of Jesus Christ to those that are around me. You need me to go, God, to reflect your image. God, I'm needed every single day, oh, God, to be an example, to be a witness for you. So, Lord, when I ask, help me to walk worthy of your calling, Lord, I'm asking, God, for you to help me to be more like you. I'm asking, God, for you to lead and guide, direct me, Lord, so that I may walk worthy, Lord. I don't want to fail you. I don't want to come short of your glory. Lord, I don't want to disappoint you, but Lord, every single day, I want to put a smile on your face. I want you to be proud of me. I want you to be pleased with me. And so, Lord, help me to do greater today. God, I may have done some great things yesterday. I may have accomplished a whole bunch of tasks yesterday, but God, you have something greater for me today. And your word tells me that you have something greater because greater is he that is in me. And every single day that I see, Lord, I have the greater one in me. I have your spirit. I have God dwelling in me. And the God that dwells in me is stronger than the flesh that surrounds me. Lord, the God that dwells in me is stronger than the world that I live in. Lord, the God that's in me is stronger than any and everything that would come my way. So, Lord, help me, oh God, today to put this flesh under subjection, to cast the devil out of my mind. I plead the blood right now, and I rebuke the enemy right now on every hand in the name of Jesus, because he's a lying wonder. But I'm thankful that I don't have to depend upon the lying wonder. I'm thankful, God, that I don't have to worry or have to depend upon the deceiver. Lord, I'm grateful, oh God, today in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't have to worry or depend upon the one, oh God, who's on his way to hell. Because I've been saved by the blood of the Lamb. I was set free by the Son of God. I have been delivered and healed and made whole because Jesus died and took my place on Calvary's cross. So now I have life, and I have life that more abundantly. And so with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, I rise this morning to tell you thank you because you have blessed me, oh God, and now I have joy down in my soul. Just getting up praying, Lord, has energized my body this morning and energized my outlook, Lord, because I know that you are with me because you have promised that you would never, ever leave me. And, Lord, here I am. I'm sowing seeds, oh God, for you to be a blessing to me. Lord, when I get up early in the morning and I take time to consistently pray, Lord, I'm sowing seeds, oh God, that when things come around me, oh God, that are not good or that are unshaky ground, Lord, my seeds are going to blossom into a harvest, Lord, because I put my trust in you, oh God. And so when things come my way, I know I can call upon you because you said that you would answer me, and I would be able to call upon you and hear your response because I know your voice. And I know your voice because I've been spending time meditating on your word and spending time with you. you in prayer. I woke up this morning with you on my mind, oh God, and because you were on my mind, Lord, I'm pleased. I'm happy, Lord, because my mind could have been on anything. It could have been on what I went to sleep looking at last night. Lord, I could have been having some nightmares and thinking about things that I should not be thinking about, but Lord, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on you. And you are a God that keeps us in peace. You're a God that shelters us from the times of storm. You're a God that makes ways and keeps and does miraculous and wonderful things. Thank you, God, for all of the many things that you've done. Thank you for the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous yesterday. As we took time to pray for our leaders, I pray that each and every one of the people that joined on the call called out the name of their pastor and will continuously call out the name of their pastor day after day, that God will direct them, God will guide them, God will strengthen them and give them the vision that is needed for the people of God in 2018. Lord, I have no doubt that holiness, oh God, is the focus. In the mighty name of Jesus, righteousness is the vision. Lord, if it does not line up with any of that, Lord, our visions are in vain. Our thoughts and our ideas are in vain, Lord. If holiness and righteousness is not a part of the vision, Lord, then we're failing the people. And so, Lord, we ask that you would help us to hide ourselves in you, oh God. Hide ourselves in your word. Hide ourselves in you and your way, Lord, that we may lead your people. For you didn't give us the people to lord over them. You didn't give us the people to subject them to dictatorships. But you've given us the people to be an example unto them. That's what you've called us to do. That's what 1 Peter 5:2, I believe, says, that you have given us to the people to be an example. You've given us to the people, and you've given the people to us so that we can be an example of you, an example of holiness, an example of righteousness. And so, Lord, today we turn our focus away from pastors, and we begin to pray for leadership in the church. Lord, we revealed on Wednesday during our Bible study that there was so much church hurt in the church, that many people have been mistreated and abused in the church. But, Lord, you've called us to heal those wounds. You've made Praise Center a place of healing. You've made Praise Center a place of restoration. And so I need you to bless and touch my leaders, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And since our church is small, oh God, we don't have that many numbers, Lord, all of my people are leaders. They're leading in some area, shape, form, or fashion. And Lord, I want you to strengthen them and encourage their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. That as we prepare for our end of the year business meeting, oh God, that they would have some ideas, oh God, to take us to greater heights and deeper depths. Lord, you keep telling me greater, oh God, is ahead for us, and the greater is our focus for this upcoming year. Greater, Lord. And I know that eye has not seen. That reminds me that greater is yet ahead. Ears have not heard, and that shows me that greater is yet ahead. We haven't even imagined it, Lord, but greater is yet ahead. And so, God, continue to break through for each and every one of us and give us the visions. Give us the ideas. Give us the things that we need to do to be a blessing in our missions ministry, in our evangelism ministry, in our music ministry, Lord, in our children's ministry, in our outreach ministry, with We Serve, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen our leaders and give us the focus that we need to grow and to be greater. We've accomplished so many great things in 2017, because you broke us out of our comfort zones and you told us that it's time to break through. No longer will we be bound by those things that hindered us. No longer will we be held captive by things that are out of our control. But we solely and completely and wholly rely upon you, and we look for you to do what you have told us that you would do in your word. You've broken through our insufficiencies. You've broken through our inadequacies. You've broken through our doubt, Lord, and now our faith is stronger than ever before. but you still are calling us to greater. And I thank you, God, because there's no time to rest. There is absolutely no rest for the weary, because those that travail and those are the workers, Lord, are the ones that you give task and you give responsibility to. Because we can't give it to someone that's not working because they're not willing to work. But I thank you, God, that you've sent me some leaders. You've sent me some workers. You've sent me some foundational pieces to do ministry, to empower believers, and to change lives. I thank you for those that partner with us because they're leaders as well. They're reflective. I mean, they reflect people who are willing to sow into ministry. And, Lord, I thank you. And many of them probably have not told anyone that they're sowing into this ministry. But, Lord, they are leaders because they've led the way to help undergird a ministry that they're not serving at 24/7. And I thank you for those great leaders. I thank you for Lisa Law. I thank you for Larry Brown. I thank you for Carl Christopher. I thank you for Kenyatta Schamberger, those that sow consistently into the ministry, Lord, and bless us, and bless us tremendously. I want to say thank you for those leaders, and I pray that you would bless them on this day. I pray a blessing that eye has not seen and ear has not heard, Lord. I pray a blessing that they can't even imagine. God, do it for your glory and do it for your honor. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the fields, and bless them when they come, and bless them when they go. I thank you for them. And, Lord, before I end, I pray for the leadership of our jurisdiction, the bishop and the jurisdictional secretary, oh, God, and all of the administrative assistants and all of the pastors that are coming and all of the workers that are coming, Lord, to help prepare for or help plan for 2018. Lord, I pray you bless our coming and our going. Give us safe traveling mercies as some making it through, or driving through snow and ice. Lord, I pray that you allow everyone to make it here safely with no hurt, harm, or danger coming to them in the name of Jesus. I pray for the leadership in our national church. I pray for the general board. Lord, I pray for the general assembly. Lord, I pray for the judiciary board. Lord, I pray for pastors everywhere. I pray for superintendents and administrative assistants everywhere. I pray for auxiliary bishops and bishops everywhere. I pray for supervisors and district missionaries, Lord, and evangelist missionaries and deaconess missionaries. I pray for the people of God everywhere that we will get on our jobs and be about our Father's business while we're still yet here, because our time here is as a vapor. They're not here very long. But, Lord, while I'm here, Lord, I'm going to offer you the best praise. While I'm here, I'm going to give you what you're deserving of, and that's the glory and the honor and the praise. Lord, I'm going to be about my Father's business because I don't want your grace to be in vain. So help us, Lord, today. Strengthen us, oh God, today. Walk with us and talk with us and bless us on this day. And if you do this, Lord, I know that it shall be done because you are a faithfully great God. Thank you, God, for this day. I pray your blessings on your people. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. And we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.